Welcome to the Journal Hijabi podcast. I'm your host, Sirin, and here we're all about elevating the voices of hijabi women in mainstream media through authentic storytelling. Without further ado, let's begin the episode.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is chisme ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome back to the Journal Hijabi podcast. Today is a bit untraditional. As you could see, I am recording in a podcast studio for the very first time ever. I usually record everywhere but a studio. I've recorded in my car, in a parking lot, in a closet, at my home, and it's usually in my room. But today, we are stepping into a different role and recording at this beautiful podcast location in Dallas, Texas. And today, I want to talk about Ramadan. I know my last episode was about Ramadan, and I talked about a little bit of like my struggles with Ramadan, of like, am I hungry or am I the problem? And I kind of went off on a tangent, and it's funny because I really wanted to take this month off, like just really off in all aspects as far as like podcasting, relationships, just everything, just to really look at myself in the mirror and ask myself these deep questions. And this is probably the first Ramadan of me doing this Ramadan for like what? Like a couple years, I think, since I was maybe like 15, possibly. And so like this year's Ramadan at 25 years old was probably the hardest, most challenging Ramadan, not in terms of like just fasting in general, of like being hungry or thirsty. That's like, I'm used to that. Like, that's just the bare minimum. But it was more so of like, Just mentally really testing me. And so it's like going back to the times of the Prophet and seeing how he kind of lived his life during this time of the month. He would really isolate himself. He would go and walk to the cave down in Mecca and just sit in the cave by himself, you know, far out, and just like have his own thoughts. And like his wife was understanding and never really questioned what he was doing. She was just always there to support him, Khadija. And, it was in that moment of isolation that the Prophet received his revelation, that one of the angels spoke to him and gave him the revelation. So it was just really just, and then that was like the start of Islam. And that was the start of Ramadan. So it's like, that's kind of how I've been basing my life lately, based off of like the Prophet and like what he, like, and he was 40 years old when he received this revelation, and he went through a lot of trauma. His dad passed away. His grandfather passed away. He was practically an orphan. And it's like, you know, receiving this big revelation at 40 years old, and it's he was like so scared, and then he went to his wife's, into his wife's arms. So it's kind of like, for me, it's like, you know, I am supposed to feel this way. You are supposed to feel this way as a Muslim in Ramadan. The sense of, you can, it's like suffering, really, that in observing the way your body feels when you don't have food inside of you. It's not just hunger. It's like very deep patience. You have to have very deep, beautiful patience of like, if I want, I can go and eat something right now. I can go and buy the thing that I'm craving so bad, and I can break that. But that's part of the test. It's like, how strong can you handle it? How long can you wait until sunset to like defeat like this ego or like this need for food? Everyone needs food and everyone needs water. But it's like when you like self-deprive yourself from that, and then putting your, like isolating your space, yourself, putting yourself in the cave. It's different when like you do it to yourself, because it is a personal choice. It's, that's like the turning point for me. It's because that like I'm choosing to do this way, to fast. You know, it is part of our religion, but at the end of the day, people have their personal choice. People make the personal choice to wear the hijab. Muslims make the personal choice to wear the hijab. Muslims make the choice to basically stay on their deen, follow the pillars, follow the Prophet. It's still a choice at the end of the day. You're not necessarily forced to do it. And for me, that's really just held me like self-accountable to that. So that is me sort of on a tangent explaining the topic of Ramadan. But, you know, just to kind of like wrap it up or kind of say my thoughts about Ramadan so far, we're like in the last 10 days of Ramadan, which is the most sacred 10 days where God is really listening, and the angels are here in the first clouds looking at us and answering our du'as and prayers. And that's like your time to ask God for like what you want, what you need, what you desire, because he is listening. You've done the work for the past 25 days. You've fasted, you've prayed, you've been good to your community, you've been following the deeds. So now it's kind of like him to really listen and then give you the things that he sees best for you. Because sometimes we'll ask for things that like we really, really want, and we're like, God, please, like I've done everything, like, you know, for my well-being. Because at the end of the day, you're not even really doing this for God. That's kind of when like the lines get blurred a bit of like, you know, why are you doing this? Like, you don't owe God anything. Sometimes he punishes you. Sometimes, like, God doesn't need my prayer. God doesn't need me to fast. At the end of the day, it's really just for me. It's for the betterment of myself. It makes me feel good at the end of the day. He's already a perfect being up high on the throne in the heavens. He does not need a human being on earth to like do good. It's really good for yourself. And you feel that like for yourself at the end. And that's what's beautiful about Ramadan to me. It's like doing this for 30 days. And then after 30 days, you get your reward. Like you get your reward, you get your gifts, your presents, you get to spend time with family, with friends. And I think that like, just to sum it up in a sentence, Ramadan is just beautiful patience and a beautiful struggle. And I'm so glad that I made it out at the end of the tunnel. And it was very difficult, but I'm so glad that I did it. And that pretty much sums up Ramadan. So that's pretty much what I had to say about Ramadan, what I'm going through. I'll probably talk about it a bit more as far as maybe like the day-to-day, because this is a lifelong process, and it's not just 1 month and then okay, bye. It's sort of like it's sort of like New Year's, right? It's kind of like New Year's resolution of like you celebrate, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go to the gym for this 1 month. You do it like for 1 month and then you let it go. But this is sort of, I kind of call it like the Muslim New Year. It's basically like a month in the middle of the year. And it's kind of like renewing those goals, renewing those intentions, being intentional about being a good person and practicing the things that you did while you were in Ramadan, while you were deprived, while you were at your weakest. Because it does make you weak to not have food and water and then like go to work or go to different places. It does turn you into like a different person. There's just like really no filter. There's no energy. And so that's all I really have to say. I hope you guys really enjoyed your Ramadan. And if it was a test, it is supposed to be a test. That's part of it. You know, you're sort of supposed to suffer, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we all made it. And this is a very important time to cherish what is around you, what is in your house, in your family, in your community. And that's it. I'll see you guys next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for reaching the end of the episode. We hope you learned something new about the women who wear the hijab. You can watch the recorded video of this episode on YouTube at Journal Hijabi. And be sure to follow our Instagram at Journal Hijabi to stay updated on all things hijabi and help spread our stories. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.